Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, when with the legislature's in session, we like to bring you an update from Topeka. With us now is House Speaker Dan Hawkins. Mr. Speaker, thank you for joining us. It is always a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us. As always, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, John. It's nice to see the bumper music there, the Laura Kelly theme song. I like that.
Hopefully.
Then the other thing I would say is Leo Delperdang is always going to keep you straight.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And hopefully we will have different music in a year and a half when we have a different governor. So I won't mind picking better music for a Republican governor. So Dan, on Friday, the House passed what you called a 1-2 punch to property taxes. This is ironic that we're having this right after the conversation with Jeff Blubaugh. It's almost like I planned my show. Can you explain what you meant by calling it a 1-2 punch to property taxes?
Well, so the one punch, the first punch, of course, is the local units of government and the state working together to keep their budgets low, because budgets are really, there's this big misnomer out there that having a 3% cap on appraisals is going to do something. It's actually not going to do anything. What you've got to do is you've got to keep the budgets low. And yep. So the state's going to give, the counties and the cities an incentive to keep their budgets in check underneath the, the inflation figure. And if they do that, they're going to get an incentive. They're going to get money from the state. If they don't, they're going to get a protest petition by the people.
Oh, I love this idea. I love this idea.
It's actually a great idea. It's we got a great tax chair. Adam Smith from West King, Kansas, out there on the Colorado border, is probably one of the best legislators that I've ever seen chair the tax committee. He's a smart guy. He works hard. That guy's there until midnight, 1 o'clock every morning in the state house, working in his office. So he's actually the architect of this, and truly, I think it's exactly what we need. And then the second punch is a constitutional amendment to average those your appraised value over a 6-year period. And I say six; it could be seven, it could be five, but over a long period of time, so you take away those large jumps in appraisals, and it certainly will also, it'll just average out over that period of time. So that is the 1-2 punch, and quite frankly, we believe it's going to work well. It passed the House with massive margins. I think one got 115 votes and the other one got 117 out of 125 people. That's a huge margin. So now we'll have to see what the Senate thinks of it and see what they do with it. So that's just part of the process.
But with those margins, that's Democrats voting for those as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. That's a good sign. And what do you think? Now those will go over to the Senate. I know they've got their version that just is a hard cap. Yours seems a little more flexible. It allows local governments to play more of a role. The cap is a hard cap. Local municipalities have no sway there. I kind of like yours because it does give a little more flexibility to those local municipalities.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It does, and quite frankly, the municipalities and the counties, the one thing I've learned this year is what drives our taxes, our property taxes, is the budget. So if you keep your budget in check, then your property taxes should come down a little bit. In fact, I think the figure that Adam gave during debate was, over a 10-year period, there would be $600 and some million, $670 million, I think, in property tax relief. Well, that's significant. It really is.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Some of the other things I saw that came out of the House this week, and I'm thrilled to see this, both chambers have passed an end to the 3-day grace period on mail-in ballots. I've never understood, the state of Florida can do this in one day. Never understood why we have to wait 3 days for mail-in ballots. If you know you're mailing it in, you just make sure you get it so that it arrives by, in this case, it would be 7 o'clock, close of polls, on Election Day. You've got enough votes to get it through both chambers. It'll go to Laura Kelly. Once she gets it, she's likely to veto it, I'm sure.
I'm sure she'll veto it.
Do you think you've got the votes to override?
I think we will. That's one that I think we can override. Actually, I think we can override a lot of things. So I think this governor is going to find out, she spent $2.1 million trying to beat us, and all she got was a couple of Democrats beaten, and that's it. That's all she got. She didn't get any of us. In fact, we increased our margins, and that's become difficult for her because she knows that I've got 85 votes on pretty, not everything, but a lot of things. I can get 85 votes to override people on. I got a couple. I got one that almost never votes with us. And then, certain issues, you may have one or two peel off. But I think we can pretty much override most of those things that she's going to veto this year.
Yeah, I occasionally I'll get an email about why we don't do the White Rhino Award on the John Whitmer show anymore. And I just tell them, well, because Mark Schreiber would win it every year. So, there's no point in doing a White Rhino when we all know who'd win it. So I just should, if I do it, I'll just get it and mail it to Mark every year. So I noticed you formed a House Committee on Government Oversight this week. I'm assuming, if I read the press release, if I'm reading the tea leaves right, this looks like basically a Kansas House version of DOGE. Is that correct?
Well, probably not. It's because DOGE is about going out and finding waste. In the Senate has that. It's called the COGE.
Right.
COGE. So they have that. This is more about looking at problems out in government and the various agencies and bringing light to it, bringing transparency to the situation, basically pulling back the curtain and showing people exactly what's going on out here. So I've already received a couple of requests for things for that committee to do. It's a select committee. So a select committee is an investigating committee. That's what it is. So it really is not the same as DOGE.
No, it isn't. Okay.
But we've got, and they have by the fact that it's a select committee, a select investigating committee, it has subpoena power. So, whenever we need that committee to spring into action, they can investigate the problems out there in government, bring light to it, and hopefully make recommendations to make changes. Now, you have to know the governor is not going to like that.
Nope.
She certainly is going to protect everything she can protect. But But this is not something she can veto, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it's we're talking with House Speaker Dan Hawkins. Speaking of the governor, I'm sure you saw that she was bragging again this month about how the state has been collecting too much, frankly, of our tax dollars again. You know, it's I always find that sadly out of touch when she gets to going about how great it is that we've collected so much money and what a wonderful job we're doing. And I sit here thinking, you know, you're proud of how much money you're taking from your citizens. It really does showcase how out of touch she is.
Well, you know, the governor crows about everything. I mean, she takes anything that we do good, she's going to take credit for it. You know, anything bad out there, she's going to run away from. So, you know, I got to tell you, I just really don't pay that much attention to the governor because she's pretty predictable. She does what she does.
That's true.
You know, that I think in excess of 100, 120 million, I think it was, over projection. But that's just 1 month. And, you know, when you go and crow about something like that and start, you know, start making a big deal about it, and then the next month comes back and it's a negative. What are you crowed about? You know, those things happen. You'll have months where you'll have a whole bunch of stuff come in, and you really never know why it happens that way, but it does. But 1 month does not make a trend, and quite frankly, we're really watching this budget closely. The Senate's working on it right now. We've got to be careful with our money because, quite frankly, in 2 short years, we're out of money.
Yeah, yeah.
And so our budget committees have been – you know, I have just harped and absolutely harped and harped and harped about, you know, watching our spending. You know, we've never had a tax problem. We've had a spending problem.
Yes. Oh, without a doubt. We always have. Yes.
And I and the Senate president have really brought light to it this year. The House has done a great job. The Senate's working on it right now. They're doing a good job. We're going to be going to conference, hopefully, in another week and a half, and get a budget out to the governor and see what she does. I don't know what she's going to do. She'll probably have a ton of line item vetoes, I'm sure, and we'll probably try to override every one of them she does. So
I know I've got to let you run. A quick thing I wanted to ask you about, you may not know much about it, is the Kansas Senate this week passed Senate Bill 256. It's called the Back to Work Act, basically saying, look, all these folks that have been either working from home or doing remote work, and it's a significant number, upwards of basically 30% of state workers, 5,500 people who work remotely under this telework agreement, have been working from home ever since COVID. This bill basically says, get back to work. I'm curious what you think of this.
Well, I think it's probably a sound bill. I do think you have to be careful because there are some folks out there that do work remotely because that's the way their job is. So I haven't seen the bill, so I don't know how it's crafted. I hope they've thought about those little instances where those people don't work in an office and that we've made, you know, allowances for those. But quite frankly, why is anybody that's supposed to be in office not in an office right now?
Right, and why are we paying rent on an office that they're not using?
Right. Right. So if they're supposed to be working in an office, they need to get back in here and get to work in an office. Of course, they'll tell you, oh, these people are going to quit. Well, not if they want a job.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even private enterprise right now is bringing people back. I mean, it's just, you know, COVID's been over for a long time, and that's the reason why they let them go home and stay home. Now it's time to get back to work.
Yep, I couldn't agree with you more, brother. If folks want to connect with you, I highly recommend, I've been telling people this for years, they need to sign up for your newsletter, which is the Majority Record. What's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, go to Dan Hawkins, Kansas, and Kansas is spelled out K-A-N-S-A-S. So it's danhawkinskansas.com. And at the bottom of the landing page is a place where they can sign up for the newsletter.
Brother, I appreciate you as always. Don't suppose you're going to add your name to the list of people running for governor, are you? There's already, what, a dozen of them or so. We're going to add Hawkins for Kansas on there?
I can tell you for a fact, Dan Hawkins is not running for governor.
Okay, well, I figure, you know, there's already 12. Why not make it 13?
Yeah, well, You know how that goes, John. It'll get trimmed down by filing deadlines.
Yes, it will. All right, my friend. Hey, I'm going to be broadcasting from Topeka, not next Sunday, but the following Sunday. We'll have to maybe set something up. That'll be the 23rd. We'll have to try and have you on the show when we're there.
Well, you know where I reside up here, so I'm sure you can find me.
I'm sure I can. All right, brother. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care, John.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.